नैतन मनस्तव कथा सुविकुंठनाथ संप्रियते दुरित दुष्टम साधु तीव्रम कामातुरं हर्ष शोक भये सनार्तम तस्मिन् कथं तव गतिं विमृशामि दीना.
Translation: My dear Lord, from the Vaikuntha planets where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty. It is sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed. It is full of lamentation and fear and always anxious to get more and more money. In this way, my mind has become most polluted. It is never satisfied, and therefore I am very fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how will it be possible for me to discuss your activities?
Naitan manastava kathas vikuntanatha sampriyate durita dushtama sadhu tibram kamaturang harsa soka bhai sanartya tasmin kathang tabagatin vimishami dina. This is our position. This material world and the spiritual world. The difference is very nicely explained here. One place is no anxiety. In another place, it is simply full of anxiety. This is the difference. Prahlad Maharaj in another place has said also the same thing when his father asked him, what is the best thing you have learned, my dear boy, from your school? So he immediately addressed his father as Asura Vamsa. Why? Then because this thing, free of anxiety, is not understandable by the Asuras. They want anxiety. They create such situation. They put themselves in anxiety and try to come out of it. That is their heroic activity. This is the difference between the Asuras and the Sura, Devata. The Devata are the devotees. There are two different types of men. One is Asura and the other is devotee. Just like Prahlad Maharaj and his father, Hiranyaksha. These two types of men are there in this world. And the difference we can see that Prahlad Maharaj is simply satisfied with Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naitad vijay paro dhuratraya vaitaranyam tadbir jagayana maham mritamagna chitya. Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw Nrisingadev, very fearful, in Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is constant companion of the Lord, she also became afraid. And what to speak of other demigods like Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Indra, and so many others. All of them became afraid. Nobody could approach him. He was so angry. But Prahlad Maharaj said, that I am not afraid. He said, I am not afraid. Naitad biji paradurattaya vaitananya tadbi jagayana mahamratam aginachitta. A devotee who is always absorbed in the thought of Krishna and his activities, we are therefore presenting Krishna and his activities. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. All these books which are distributing and publishing, what is this? This is Krishna and his activities. That's all. Tad bhi jagayana maha bhagana maha amrita bhagana. So, if you simply read our books very carefully, then immediately this disease of heart palpitation, anxiety will cease. Because on account of the dirty things, product of the tamoguna and rajoguna, that is disturbing us. We are covered by the tamoguna and rajoguna, rajastama. So rajastama means greediness and lusty desire. This is rajastama. So we have to, if we actually want to become free from anxieties, then we have to learn how to kill this, or how to avoid this anxiety due to rajastama bhava. So first of all, we have to try to come to the platform of goodness. There are three platforms: tamogun, rajogun, and satogun. So immediately we cannot come to the pure satogun, suddha sattva, sattang visuddhang vasudeva sabdita. Vasudev, platform. Just like Vasudev is the father of Krishna. So there is Vasudev platform also. Unless one comes to the Vasudev platform, there is no question of Krishna. But Vasudev can beget Krishna or Vasudev. Vasudeva sarvamiti. So actually we have to come to the platform of Vasudev, Vasudeva sabditam. And that is Suddha Sattva. But it is not immediately possible. Therefore, gradually from the platform of tamogun and rajogun, we have to come to the satogun. Or in other words, we have to acquire the qualities of a Brahman. Therefore, this is initiation. How to bring one to the platform of Brahman? Chaturbannam maya sistam gunakarma vibhaga. So, this is necessary. From these material platform to come to the spiritual platform, one has to become a qualified Brahman. So this process that we first of all accept anyone who is prepared to chant, we accept to give him renown. What is the idea? The idea is that he'll gradually become Brahman. Of course, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is beyond the position of Brahmana. Nirvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. This chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is meant for the nirvitta tarsai. Nirvitta tarsa means one who has finished all kinds of desires, all kinds of material desires. For him, nirvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. But for the ordinary man, bhavau sadhi, even it is meant for the liberated person chanting a Hare Krishna mantra. But still, those who are not liberated, if he chants, then he becomes cured from the material desires. Kamaturam, material desires, kamaturam, harsa shoka bhai samartya. This is material desire. We are full of lusty desires, kama, kamaturam, and therefore you are distressed. Our distressed condition is due to lusty desires, kamasuram, and the result is harsa shoka. When we can fulfill our desires, I am very much inclined to be a woman or a man, kamaturam, lusty desires. If we can fulfill, then it is very nice, harsha. Oh, I am very successful. And if we cannot fulfill, then shoka. The two things are there. Shoka, there are so many things we have got, practical examples, the so-called loving affairs of man and woman, ends in even murder. We have got experience. Shokaturam. The lusty desires means, for the time being, it may be very happy condition, but the result is shoka. It will end. Either illicit sex or legal sex, the end is shoka. Shoka, lamentation. There are many examples, practical. So this kamaturam, this lusty desire, is not good. Either you do it legally or illegally. The result is so. That we must understand. And unfortunately, although the result, everyone knows, practical experience, that nobody has become happy by these sex affairs. There is a Urdu word. They say, Dilli ka laddu. Jo khaya abhi pastaya, jo na khaya abhi pastaya. The meaning is, there is a laddu, you know laddu of course. Laddu, which is known as Dilli ka laddu. So this Dilli ka laddu is so dangerous. One who has eaten it, he is also lamenting, and one who has not eaten it, he is also lamenting. Dilli ka laddu, jo khaya, abhi pastaya, jo na khaya, abhi pastaya. So this man and woman connection is Dilli ka laddu. One who has married, he is also lamenting, and who is not married, he is also lamenting. So, this is the thing. This shastra also says, not only would any experienced man will say like that both ways it is simply lamentation. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that Trippantaniha Kripana Bahu Dukkha Bhaja. Trippantaniha Kripana, there are two classes of men, Kripana and Brahman. The opposite word of brahmana is kripana. Brahma janati iti brahmana. This life, human life, is meant for understanding Brahma, the absolute truth. So, a person who has understood what is Brahma, aham brahmasmi, so he is called brahmana. Anyone who understands Brahma is Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahmana. And one who does not understand, he is Kripana. In the Upanishad also it is said, etat viditya prayati sa brahmana, etat aviditya prayati sa kripana. This human life is meant for understanding Brahma, athāta brahma jigyāsa vedānta. Simply meant for understanding Brahma. Such a nice life, human life, not cats and dogs life. In everywhere the same thing is repeatedly said. Rishabhdev says, Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājaṁ niloke kastān kāman arhati virbhujāṁ je. This human life is not meant for acting like the pigs. Kastān kāman arhati. So it is meant for becoming a brahmana. And one who does not become a brahmana, become a pig, he is kripana. Kripana. Kripana means he got the chance of becoming a brahmana, but he remained a cat and dog and pig. That's all. Kripana. If I give you, say, 10,000 rupees, that you take this, do some business and be happy, but you could not do anything, simply kept the money and see it, or spoil it, then you are kripana. You could not use it. And there are others who can increase. So we got this human form of life, we are advanced in consciousness, and if we increase this consciousness to the ultimate goal, Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful. And if we could not do it, we remain in the same cats and dogs consciousness, kamasuram, just like a dog is a lusty dog, one dog, one female dog and dozen of dogs is after her. You have seen nature's instruction. So that is kripana life. We should not spoil our life by becoming a kripana. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to raise the standard of the human society to become brahmana from the position of kripana. This is the attempt. It may be a teeny attempt, a humble attempt, but our aim is how these dogs and cats will become brahmana. This is all. We do not want to keep them in the position of cats and dogs and pigs. This is our attempt. So we may be successful or not successful, but our endeavor is very, very great. We should always remember. Because these kripanas na tripanti. Kripana, janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kanduyanina karayu vivadukha dukham. Tripanti neha kripana bahudukha bhaja. The kripana bahudukha bhaja, they know after the sex, I will have to meet so many botherations, either illicit or sex. Either you get so many diseases, syphilis, and these, from syphilis, so many other diseases, up to madness, up to leprosy. One disease after one disease. Syphilitic disease is called in India by the Ayurvedic physician as Phoiranga Roga. It has come from the Western country. I do not wish to discuss. But the point is that illicit sex has many, many after effects. It is not very nice. And even it is legal sex, there is also botheration. If there is no botheration, why they are killing their own child? There is botheration. Sex life is botheration. Therefore, it should be controlled, undoubtedly. And the last control is to become a sannyasi. Arnare bhav. No more. That is called. So whole Vedic civilization is to reduce this propensity, kamāsuram. That is pullāgmāra, recommending. Because if we remain kamāsuram, sexually inclined, then we will be subjected only to these processes, harasa, soka, bhaya. Ishanārta. In this way we shall be always disturbed. And it will be not disturbed mind, you cannot think of the absolute truth. That is not possible. The mind must be peaceful. But there is one very easy method to control the mind from this disturbance. What is that? The yoga system means to control the disturbed mind. Yoga indriya sangyama. Real yoga means to control the mind and the senses. That is yoga. Because without controlling the mind and the senses, there is no question of spiritual advancement. That is not possible. Without controlling the mind, there is no question of spiritual advancement. Therefore, Krishna advised to Arjuna that you practice yoga in the sixth chapter, so that you will be able to control the mind. But Arjuna said that control the mind is very difficult for me, Krishna. I cannot practice the yoga. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramathi balavadriram. Mind is very restless and it is very difficult to control. Tasyaham nigraham manne bayoriva sudushkaram. I think to control the mind is still more difficult than to control the wind. Nobody can control the wind. So Krishna Arjuna said, even though I am able to control the wind, I cannot control my mind. It is so strong. So Krishna recommended, Krishna not discouraged Arjuna. Arjuna is a family man and he went to the war field to gain his victory. So everyone is engaged in some such engagement, occupational duty, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya in this world. So mind is very difficult to control. But Krishna gave the easy method. Yoginamapi sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati jomam samidhita. If you can keep Krishna always in your mind, then the whole thing is solved. This is easy. So chant always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then this kamaturam mind will be controlled and there you will not be subjected to this harsa soka bhaya. This is the secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that in the Kali Yuga it is very difficult to come out this kamaturam position. It is not possible. But if you chant the holy name of the Lord Hari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kevala,
Karuna Seva, 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 Tiryaka.
So, the verdict of the Shastra is the same everywhere in a different way. The perfection of life is, when Lord Maharaj says, that tabakathasu vikunthanath, one should be interested in Krishna katha. We are interested in so many kathas because we purchase newspaper in the morning, so big volume. So many kathas are there. And we read many material dramas and novels and fictitious stories and killing stories. We are very much attached to these. All these kathas mean stories, we are interested. But we are not interested in Krishna katha. That means, I am interested in katha, that is my nature. But it has become perverted on account of being contaminated by this material world. This is our position. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that naitan manastava kathas vikunthanata sampriyate durita dushta asadhu tibram. Because it is so polluted, asadhu, dishonest, and bad, everything, whatever. His mind is dirty, full of dirty things. In another place it is said, Sinnatang sakata krishna punnasya manakitana riddhantasta avadrani. This is avadra. The riddhantasta is in the core of heart. There are so many nasty, dirty things. That is the material contamination. So it can be, avoided or cleansed. Chaitadarpanamardhanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has assured. The whole process of education and advancement of civilization is how to cleanse the dirty mind. Why it is dirty? Kamaturam, the lusty desire and greediness. So we should always remember this, that mind is the best friend and the worst enemy. If it remains kamaturam, the worst enemy. And if it is Krishna conscious, the best friend. So we have to control this mind. And that is very easy, as Ambarish Maharaj did. Savai mana Krishna padarvinda vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānuvarna. We have to fix this archan vidhi for Kanishtha Adhikari, everyone. The temple is meant for gradually making the mind thinking of Krishna. You'll come to the temple, you'll see the deity, you'll see Krishna, you'll think of Krishna, and if you increase, that is the system. Every man, every woman used to go to the temple. This is our basic civilization. To make the mind Krishna conscious. Always Krishna conscious. And then it will be possible to cleanse the mind from this. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravindayo navanavadhamarantumas. If you make your mind fixed up in Krishna and think of Krishna's activities, tadabadhi mama jadabadhi mama chitta Krishna padara bindayo navanavadhamarantumasi tadabadhi smarjamane nari sanga bhavati mukha vikara sushtha nishtiva. This kamatur mind will be cleansed. Not only be cleansed, if you think of sex, you spite on it. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.